Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clem. Shoalhaven City Council is being urged not to sell off any community halls or buildings. Councillor Greg Watson has lodged a notice of motion on the matter to be considered when Council meets. He says during the last term, Council advertised the potential sale or lease of a large number of community buildings, which he says caused concern in the community.
Even though a building may not have an immediate purpose or isn't having a lot of use, I recall as Mayor, people continually came in looking for places to hold functions, to use as headquarters.
Member for Bega, Andrew Constance, says locals should have confidence in the South East Regional Hospital. Hitting back at claims by the Health Services Union, the hospital is poorly staffed, resulting in a recent strike by hospital workers. Mr. Constance says the facility is in a period of transition and teething problems are a natural part of the process. He says the hospital is working to recruit more staff, which will take time.
The Health Service is not going to rush appointments or make mistakes in the appointments process. We've seen some absolutely tragic circumstances happen in our region previously when the appointments process and recruitment processes weren't followed.
Wollondilly Mayor Simon Lando says now is not the time to discuss a bypass at Picton and believes more attention is needed to fix Broughton Pass, which was damaged during the recent floods. It comes after member for Wollondilly Jai Rao raised the issue during a motion in State Parliament last week. Mayor Lando says a bypass will eventually be needed, but believes they have more important issues to deal with in the short to medium term.
It does make sense to have a bypass. We're sort of hoping that the population around Picton would still be enough to support the shops that are currently there now. Yeah, so like the bypass is needed, but yeah, just not right now.
People travelling out of the region for school holidays are being advised to allow more time to get to their destinations. Heavy holiday traffic is expected on the Princess and Hume highways, as well as other major traffic routes such as the M1 and the Great Western Highway through the Blue Mountains. The Transport Management Centre's spokesperson, Derek Peterson, says travellers making their way to Sydney Airport should allow more time to get away as well.
Roads approaching the international terminal are expected to be busiest between about 6:30 in the morning and 9:30 in the morning, while roads approaching the domestic terminal are often busy between 6:30 and 9:30 in the morning as well, but also in the evening between about 6 p.m. and about 9:30 p.m.
And Southern Highlands Taxi's Managing Director Laurie Stewart has raised the issue of culling in an attempt to address an increase in accidents between vehicles and wildlife in the Southern Highlands. Mr. Stewart claims he's had 4 vehicles damaged over the past 2 months, costing $20,000. He believes it's an issue that needs to be assessed by the experts.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but, you know, maybe there's a far greater population of wildlife in this area at the moment, and maybe there's got to be some culling. I don't know. We need the experts to look at it. But clearly, it is a major, major problem at the moment.
To sport, and the Illawarra Cutters have clinched the Intrust Super Premiership with a 21-20 victory over Mounties. Cutters halfback Drew Hutchison slotted the game-winning field goal inside the last 10 minutes of the match. And South Coast surfer Tyler Wright is closing in on the World Championship after making the quarterfinals of the Cascais Women's Pro in Portugal. California's Courtney Conlog won the event after eliminating Jaroa's Sally Fitzgibbon in the semi-finals. That's the latest news and sport.